Okay, John, you've only been back a couple of weeks, but it was another great performance from you tonight.
Yeah, I think it was a good overall display by everyone tonight. You know, it's always a good sign on the back of last week's results, you know, to bounce back and put in a performance like that.
The first half, I don't know, how did you find it? You had 10 shots on goal in the first half. 6 of them were on target. They only had one shot on goal the entire first half.
Yeah, exactly like you said. It was just it was waves of attack from us in the first half. I suppose you just can't have that mindset that it's going to be one of those nights it won't go in. You just have to, you know, come out at halftime and keep going the same and creating chances, and eventually you want one to go in for you. And lucky enough, it did then. So, you know, it's about time we got one of them sort of scrappy goals. Pat's first one, and then you know, we went from there then.
The first one was so important for Pat to get that goal, the first goal. I mean, and he was crying out for a goal because he'd done so well. And like when it fell to him, it was a typical striker's goal.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know, Pat, like we've seen since we came back, he's a natural goal scorer and hungry for goals. And you could see even, he's always has chances. And like you said then, typical goal poacher taking the chances in the second half.
And then, I mean, he got another goal that left too. And then we saw Roland Murray getting an absolutely screamer of a goal, how he got curves the ball around the wall. And then Michael Duffy's goal was top class, and even Jamie McGrath coming on as a sub. Michael Duffy's goal, what did you think of that?
Yeah, like you said, there was a pick of the few of them, but Michael's goal coming off the line was just, I was right behind him when he hit it. Yeah. It was, you know, he just couldn't have hit any sweeter right into the top corner.
Season, isn't
yeah,
it?
Great, and that's the quality Michael has. You know, he's been outstanding so far this year. You know, the amount of goals he's chipped in and assists, and every week he seems to be at it.
And I mean, when you look at the things now, you're back on top of the table again. So I was talking to some of the players on Friday night, and they said it was great. It'd be great to play this game tonight to get the Cork game out of your system. My God, I'll tell you one thing, you've got to go that game out of your system tonight, and you're back on top of the table, if only on goal difference. But the point is, you're back at the top of the table.
Yeah, does that mean you've answered that one for me, yeah? Back at the top, and like you said, it's great to have so many games coming up. Yeah. So, you know, after the result last week, you don't have time to think about it, you're straight back in. And you know, we have to dust ourselves down now straight away. We've a big game on,
huge,
on Friday. Exactly, yeah.
And they've all the suspended players back.
Yeah, and like we've seen, Waterford only come up from Division 1 this year, but they've been outstanding.
You know, they were great here.
Yeah.
The Dock 1-1-0 was a late goal in the injury team that beat them here. You were still injured at the time.
Yeah, they do. They look very good. So it's going to be a tough game down there Friday.
Can I just ask you finally, what did Stephen say to you at half-time?
You know, Stephen came in full of praise for us. You know, the amount of chances we created, and I suppose he was always on the positive side, saying we need to come out the second half just like we finished the first, and creating chances after chances and take them.
You must be delighted, John. I know this is the second or third time we've been speaking to you since you've come back, but you're playing absolutely brilliantly.
It's great to be back, and you know, to be back in the team at the moment. I can't take that for granted. And games come and tick and thin. It's a great way to find form quick.
Thanks very much.
Perfect,
John.
Yes.
You're a gentleman. Thank you. Bye.
Right.